support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Nuance Needed podcast. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Sam. And today is our special quick little Christmas holiday episode.
Yeah, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. And we just wanted to come on and just give you a little pep talk if you're struggling today, give you a couple words of wisdom and help you feel a little bit less alone. Because the holidays can be hard, especially, I think, this year, if you're seeing family.
Yeah, I think the holidays can just be a little bit intimidating, a little bit overwhelming. I would say, first of all, Christmas to New Year's, time doesn't exist. So do whatever you want to do. I think the whole point of like the holiday season for me is just making sure that it feels like cozy and fun and enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is like the perfect time, you know, this next week or so, if maybe the past little bit has felt difficult or like too much, you know, how can you really rest? Like, how can you really relax, enjoy? What are foods you want to eat? Maybe stuff that you don't normally eat because the time of year, like favorite treats, snacks. What do you like to do? Are there certain activities you want to get done? Do you want to finally pound out that yearly Lord of the Rings marathon? Like, that's what I do. So, no, I'm doing it with you. You feel a little, but I think anything that you can do to feel comforted. And I think the reason I'm bringing up food is because food is something that is very centric for me at the holidays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that would be my first tip, is just like, if things haven't been going great so far, if today's feeling a little tough, just turn it back around and say, like, how can I make this an enjoyable time this next little bit?
Yeah. I think my thought too is, I am someone who for some reason always feels sad around the holidays. Aww. And I don't really know why. I think it's because my mom just was always sad during the holidays. Aww. So I like inherited it weirdly. She always kind of said it was because her mom wasn't around. And I think then like I internalized it.
Yeah.
So I think just – I think, yeah, like I just want to say that and normalize that too, because I think, you know, whether you have a mental health struggle or not, I think – the holidays can also feel like this pressure to have the most incredible time and be so happy.
Yeah.
And to your point, like the holidays are whatever you want them to be. Yeah. Obviously, you may have certain things that are harder to opt out of. If you have kids, if you have a family, you may not have as much freedom to totally choose what you want to do. But I think taking some of the pressure off, I think so often we put so much pressure on ourselves to make this so wonderful. And ironically, that can make things more difficult sometimes.
Yeah. That the pressure that we self-imposed, like make it perfect, make it a certain way, that removes space for adaptability. And to kind of like deal with whatever comes and whatever this season has been like for you. I think, you know, last quarter of the year in general.
Yeah.
If it starts out on the wrong foot, it's going to be tough.
So,
I think just like giving yourself a little bit of kindness and grace for however it's looking this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I think my other tip is the holidays are very stimulating. Right. And I think that what I have learned a lot about since becoming a parent is how easily overstimulated I get. And I think really reminding yourself, especially if you're going to holiday events, if you're, you know, if you have a lot of things that you have to do, kind of checking in about, it might not even be that you're super overwhelmed or not having fun. It could also be that you're overstimulated. And one thing I try to do for myself is if I know I'm doing something that is going to be like stimulating and potentially draining afterwards, is I try to really look at my day, look at my week, and look at what is going to take a lot of energy for me, what is going to drain me, what is going to fill me up, and making sure that I, you know, if it's a bank account, you stay in the green.
Yeah.
You don't end up in the red with all of the things that you have to do. Or if you do fall into the red, trying to then do some of the things you talked about, Sam, of really scheduling in time to be able to recharge. Can you have someone babysit your kids? Can you have a Friday night in? Can you, you know, do a puzzle? Can you do something so that, you know, take a bath so that you do get some recharging time?
Mm-hmm. And I call that with my clients the self-check-in, the energy self-check, to kind of see, like, be a little bit predictive of, like, your week or your month or how things are looking, and then, like, adjusting your schedule accordingly where you can and where you're able. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a huge difference. And I think one of my final points would be in this very quick episode, you don't have to have a New Year's resolution going in.
Yeah.
We're going to do a whole episode on that.
Yeah.
But you don't put that pressure on yourself that, like, January 1 is going to have to look, feel, seem a certain way, or that you are going to have to be a different person, or that you have to do things differently, or that, you know, whatever narrative you have around that, we don't have to do anything different. So practice just, like, being present in this moment and enjoying what you feel you are able to enjoy and what feels enjoyable to you without the concern that, like, oh, I have to change or something has to be different or what have you.
Yeah. Yeah. And there isn't anything inherently magical about January 1st. No. It is just another day. For some people, it can be this, like, great fresh break start.
For sure.
And if you love New Year's resolutions,
more power to you.
Awesome. But you also can set a resolution or change. And you should listen to our change episode if you haven't, a couple weeks ago. But there isn't, like, change isn't as magical and easy as just making a resolution, unfortunately.
Yeah. It takes a little more work. And we dove into that in the episode from a couple weeks ago, so you should go listen to that. But yeah, we just wanted to let you know these few little tidbits, just some thoughts that we had roaming around our brains while we think about the things we want to talk to you about. And we just appreciate you. And we launched the podcast just a couple months ago, and you guys have been so receptive and so kind, and we just really appreciate you and are thankful for every single one of you.
Yeah. We're thinking about you today and this season. We're wishing you luck. And we will talk to you in the new year.
Woo! Bye, guys.
Bye.